Another big earthquake hit parts of southern Turkey and northern Syria today, killing at least one person. It must have been a terrible feeling for survivors of the earthquake 3 weeks ago that killed more than 50,000 people and left several million more living in tents and shelters. Dr. Zahir Salul is president of Med Global, a group that provides health care in disaster zones. He joins us now from northern Syria. And doctor, we can hear that you're outside where I understand crews are digging a well for earthquake victims. School has also just started up again. Children there must be traumatized. How are they doing?
Not well. I mean, this area in Syria has been in war for the past 12 years, so people have been facing disaster after disaster between the barrel bombing and Russian bombing in the past few years. This area is cut off from the outside world. They had the COVID pandemic. They have a cholera outbreak that is happening right now. And unfortunately, the humanitarian aid was very slow to come to this area. It's trickling. But it's not enough. Children, the education here is the worst probably among the sectors of humanitarian assistance. Most of the children I've seen are not able to go to school because the decreased funding by the UN. So they are in the street, they're doing nothing, and unfortunately there's drugs, and something has to happen to reduce the suffering for the people.
I know this is just so difficult to talk about it, but if you're willing to share some of the stories and some of the things that you have seen that you would like to have an audience in the United States hear and understand about the conditions there in Syria.
I mean, every person we have seen has a very painful story, but the one that stuck in my mind and the mind of the team is a child called Hassan. He's 4 years old. He lost all of his family members, including his mom, his sisters, and his extended family members. His dad was outside of the house, so he survived. So the search and rescue team started to look for the survivals. And after 44 hours, they were able to find the child. He was waving with his small hands from a small opening, and they were able to extract him with damage to his left leg. It was a very painful decision to amputate his leg. He was traumatized. He was not able to speak. He was not able to express what's happening, of course. But this is one out of thousands of cases like this. I've seen a woman also that lost all of her family members, and right now she's displaced in this area in Aldana, and she's looking for a tent. It's overwhelming, and I think all healthcare providers, humanitarians, are themselves traumatized because of these painful stories. You can give medicine, you can give food, you can give shelter, but this mental health trauma will last for a long, long time.
Well, it's also happening in a region of Syria where, as we've said, there's been a 12-year civil war that has already displaced so many people. The government is not in control of this area. How is that affecting the recovery effort?
I mean, people, you know, expect that you send aid to a government and they distribute it to the people in the disaster area. That's what happened in Turkey. But in this area, in Syria, the government has been bombing the people. They don't send aid to this area. So the only way to get aid to this area is across the border from Turkey. There's three small border crossing that the aid is allowed to trickle down. And that will complicate the recovery and the rebuilding.
You're Syrian American, so this must be even more difficult to watch because so many Syrians have said in the 3 weeks since this earthquake happened that they feel forgotten or ignored by the rest of the world. Do you think that's true?
It is true. The international attention was waning, especially in light of the Ukrainian crisis and many other disasters that are hitting the world. You know, Syria has caused a global refugee crisis, and Syria is not safe. And unless there is diplomatic effort to solve the crisis politically, then people will continue to suffer.
Before I let you go, I just want to ask you what it is that you need. You mentioned that aid is just sort of trickling over the border into Syria. Do you have what you need to do the job?
The short answer is no. I mean, the situation is catastrophic. It's beyond description. So what I appeal to everyone who hears this is please keep the Syrian people in your prayer, and also apply pressure on our policymakers so they can respond to this. This is an open-air prison, and unless we do something, to continue the humanitarian aid through the border crossing and end the crisis politically. Then we're going to continue to hear about disaster after disaster in Syria that are compounded by the 12 years of war.
Dr. Zahir Salul is a co-founder and president of Med Global, as we can hear, working there outdoors in the field in northern Syria after the earthquake that struck 3 weeks ago. Doctor, thank you so much for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter, for having us.